I'm here today with Justin O'Connor from the Two Feather Indigenous Market. They're having their holiday market on December the 21st. Now, the last time we talked, you guys were having your very first market down at Beltline. Why don't we start with you telling us how that went?
It went really well. We had a lot of people there. We had our dancers. That was a really good crowd. We had some incredible young dancers as well. And then Boys Bannock sold out, which was cool because that was also the first weekend for that as well.
Amazing.
Lots of really good feedback.
So the holiday market's coming up on the 21st. What's different about this market as opposed to the last one?
So this one, I think we're doing a bit more. We have a workshop offered for children when we first open from 12 to 2. It's a gingerbread teepee workshop. It's $10 a kid, and all proceeds are going to go towards feeding the homeless. Okay. We buy a bunch of turkeys, make a bunch of sandwiches, and on Christmas Day, we go and hand that out to them. And we also have a fashion show from 5:30 to 7:30. We've got Sacred Thunder there, The Res Life, Threads by Tia and Little Star Artistry, all bringing a whole bunch of new clothing and new jewelry to the runway.
Okay, so you're going to have a full-on fashion show. What are the hours for the fashion show?
It's 2 hours. It's from 5:30 to 7:30.
Now, are the designers going to be selling some of their stuff there as well?
Yes. So I've given every designer gets their own booth as well. So this way they can sell their products as well.
Okay, cool. So it is a holiday theme market. Is there going to be lots of stuff for people to buy Christmas gifts?
Yeah, we have 25 different vendors, a lot of new vendors that weren't at the last market. So it's really exciting to see. We expanded last time. I think we only had 20. This time we've got 25.
It's all going down at the Beltline. What are the hours and is there an admission price for everybody?
The hours are from 12 to 8. Admission is free. However, we will be collecting donations at the door, any food donations or clothing, or if they want to contribute financially. Like I said, every Christmas we go out and we make food for the homeless and we go and hand that out. So that's what we'll be collecting money for.
So you're going to have all these vendors now. Is there going to be food available there for people if they get a little hungry while they're doing their shopping?
Yeah, so my boys Bannock will be back doing a pop-up, taking over Roy's Korean Kitchen, and then we have a few food vendors as well selling food.
All right, well, is there somewhere people can go to get more information or get in touch with you if they want to take part?
Yeah, so they can check us out on Facebook at Two Feather Beading or on TikTok or Instagram, all under the same name.